It's Thanksgiving in Iraq. This is Jav Parrish. Last year, at Thanksgiving, candidate President George W. Bush scored a PR coup by making a surprised, unannounced visit to troops in Baghdad for Thanksgiving dinner. If he tries the same stunt this year, he'll need to be protected from an Iraq that, thanks to his ill-advised policies, teeters on the brink of civil war. If such a war comes to pass, the Fallujah offensive this month will mark a significant turning point, a point at which ordinary Iraqis gave up any last remaining tolerance for the Americans. Put simply, Iraqi anger over the flattening of Fallujah and the creation of a refugee population among its survivors not only threatens the January elections, but has turned virtually every corner of Iraq into an insurgent hotbed. Iraqi anger over Fallujah is so pronounced that on November 18th, leaders of the interim Iraqi government held a summit in the Kurdish north to discuss how to structure the elections in January. Instead of discussing the topics on the agenda, the Iraqi ministers and council members ended up calling for a delay in the elections for security reasons. They acknowledged what the Bush administration has been denying all along. Almost every major Sunni political faction has announced a boycott of the elections, meaning they won't be represented at the table as the new government draws up what it hopes will be a permanent constitution. That's a recipe for civil war. Two competing groups, each claiming sovereignty over the same territory. Alas, this isn't on the radar as the Bush administration continues to churn out rosy assessments of the coming election, and unfortunately, U.S. media has largely followed suit. All summer and fall, the U.S. military has been dropping bombs on Fallujah, but nothing prepared its residents for the recent offensive. The result is a city that, according to eyewitnesses, now resembles a moonscape in many of its former neighborhoods. Most of the refugees created by the inferno went to outlying towns. They escaped the fighting, but are still victims of the deteriorating security situation in Iraq. The risk of disease is high. There are no aid groups available to bring them food and medicine or provide adequate shelter. Insurgent attacks against aid workers have driven nearly all of the major aid organizations out of the country. World Vision, Care International, Doctors Without Borders, Oxfam. The civilians who remained in Fallujah throughout the U.S. attack are in the worst situation of all. These people have described the U.S.'s use of cluster bombs and, horribly, the spraying of white phosphorus, a banned chemical weapon that burns like napalm. Having survived shrapnel wounds, a week of starvation, several days without water, and the itchy trigger finger of U.S. snipers, these civilians are now emerging from their hiding places to find U.S. troops unable and unprepared to care for them. U.S. officials originally said it would take about $50 million to fix up Fallujah. Then they raised their estimate to $70 million. Now they're saying at least $100 million will be necessary. But no reconstruction work can begin until the fighting is over inside the city. If it will ever end. Conservatives within the Pentagon and White House have begun to whisper the previously unthinkable, that what is needed is a massive reduction of U.S. troops, that the U.S. presence itself is what is creating all the bloodshed. Unless they get the ear of President Bush, Iraq will continue to slide down the path to civil war, and Americans will be the last to know.
From KPCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.